Well, hi everyone. I think it's 4 minutes past five, so I think this might be the sum total of our participation. Christina, can we have a roll call, please?
Sure. From the CCNSO, we have Keith Davison, Christy Spain, Sherry Langdonor. Oh, sorry, she should be under advice, license. From staff support and special advisors, we have Jeff Akerhuis, Bart Bosinko, Kim Davies, Christina Nordstrom, and Bernie Turcott. Apologies from Martin Boyle, Paulus Nirenda, Desiree Milosevic, Dottie Sparks LeBlanc, and Patricia Pugleta.
Okay, and someone just joined the call.
Good morning, this is Bart.
Oh, hi, Bart. Okay, it's a very thin attendance tonight, but hardly a surprise given the time it is in the US and Europe generally. So I'm just wondering what sort of real progress we can make tonight. There's probably not enough of an audience to really thrash through the details of the revocation document, I would have thought. I don't know how others are feeling about that. My feeling is we could work through the... If everyone's happy to, we could work through the rest of the agenda, which is primarily detail, and leave revocation for another day. I think we're scheduled to meet again next Thursday too, so unless I hear anything to the contrary, I think we'll take that approach. Okay, yeah. I'm seeing a general agreement, so and nothing to the contrary. Okay, so shall we move on and look at the... or is there anything to change or add on the agenda other than the change we've already noted? Bill, you want to speak? Please go ahead.
Actually, in order to avoid taking it off mute, I merely did the agree, but maybe my hand got raised by mistake.
Well. Never mind. We'll note that as agreement. Okay, well, shall we move on to item three on the agenda, which is the notes from the previous meeting. It's a very brief note. Thanks, Bernie. Is there anything to add or to highlight, Bernie? If you're talking, you're still on mute. Oh, let's assume Bernie's got a problem with sound. So any issues with the meeting notes? I think everything that was noted is otherwise listed on the agenda. So unless anyone has anything to raise, let's move on. We'll skip item four, revocation, move to item five, which was the FOI working group response to the GAC submission on the consent document. And Bill Semich and myself were to agree some wording, which we have done, and I circulated back to the list about an hour ago. So I hope Cheryl, yep. Bill, Bert, Chris, that you've had a chance to read it, and wonder if there's any comments. Any discussion? Bill.
Yeah, just to reiterate that I think this is a good solution and I'm happy with it.
Excellent. Thanks, Bill.
What's same for me, Keith. It's Chris.
Same it's Chris.
Me. I.
Yeah, Chris. Can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I just wanted to say I agree with Bill.
Excellent. Okay. Well, not hearing any objection, could we...
It's back. Sorry, folks.
Okay. Not hearing any objection then, could we accept that wording, and could we ask Christina if we can file that document that I just circulated an hour ago on the wiki in the documents section so that it appears somewhere near the letter to the GAC?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Okay. Moving on, we had the SIP feedback. I don't know if we can do much with this on this call, but I think we probably need to discuss it because we have some deadlines emerging in terms of whether we can get this concluded by Prague or not. So, but you were looking after the process of submissions and so on. Do you want to talk us through the suggested response to the one submission that we received from Anthony Van Kuren?
Maybe just at a very high level. It's a bit elaborate, but I suggest this to the working group because it's also makes clear probably to a broader audience that some issues are, say, that Anthony raised are outside of scope of the working group, and in particular outside of the SIP document, and some of the issues will be addressed at the later stage, in particular his references to, I think hostile redelegations, the way he phrased it. So that's part of the revocation discussion, and that's all.
Okay, so I'm assuming everyone has had a chance to read the document on the SIP feedback, and that the absence of comment. Bill.
I just had a question on procedure. When we get the feedback like this, do we actually respond to the individual or group that submits the feedback, or do we just merely enter our own interpretation and response in our reports?
As a procedure, it's this document would go up to the ICANN website under the public comment, and it closes all of the public comment. And that's why it's structured the way it is, because it refers to the individual comments. You don't have to respond to the individual. Say, politeness in this case might suggest that we send this to Anthony himself, because he's the only one who has responded.
Okay, I think we should thank him for responding, as a matter of fact. But,
yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. So any issues or concerns with that approach of closing off the SIP process and responding to Anthony specifically as outlined?
Okay, Cheryl here.
Yes, Cheryl.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm in a mobile system, so I'm not able to put my hand up. Just pointing out that it's become practice in this other work groups, which aren't CCNSO work groups, I admit, and who in some cases get quite a number of replies, to make a response to substantive or comments of any reasonable nature. If it's, you know, advertising something spamish, well, obviously we ignore it. And so perhaps the response that Bart outlined could be, it's slightly more public than just a private email back. I think it's particularly good practice because, I mean, the whole concept of the reply and then reply, the comment and reply comment is to make things more transparent and sort of not having a hanging ending on this, I think, Yeah, Bart's got a solution, but I don't see why it should just be a private email. If there's an archive it can be matched up to, I think I would encourage us to go that way. Thank you.
Thanks, Cheryl. That's probably quite a good point. Bart, any comments?
If I understand it correctly, Cheryl, is this document will be published anyway as part of the public comment process?
Our response to it?
Yes.
Okay, that's, I'm happy then. That's fine.
That was the first thing, but this was more on Bill's question. This is more in addition that in this case, because he sent in a comment that we thank him privately, and maybe just refer to the public comment summary and analysis.
Thanks. I thought Bill was indicating instead of not.
No, this is in addition to.
Thank you. I'm clear now.
Okay, we're all clear, and by the sounds of it, we're all happy with that as an approach. So I think proceed on that basis. Thanks, Bart. Okay, moving along, also regarding SIP feedback, I talked to Frank March today as one of our GAC observers, and asked him how it was going within the GAC, and he said not going at all. They've been somewhat distracted with the new GTLD stuff, and Frank himself has been away in the US for the last couple of weeks and so on. He was hoping to be on the call, but hasn't made it, but he said he will take up the challenge with the GAC and try and elucidate a response to the SIP document within the next couple of weeks, but certainly before Prague. So I'll keep talking to Frank in that regard, and hopefully we will get similar feedback as we had to the consent document. Okay, anything else on the SIP feedback? If not, I see Desiree has joined the meeting. Hi, Desiree. Desiree, just for your information, due to the very small number on this call, we've decided we'll not attack the revocation topic with any real vigour in terms of going through the document tonight, and we'll hold that over till next week when we meet again. But in saying that, I would ask that if anyone has any specific points or issues that they'd like to raise or discuss relating to the revocation document that hasn't already been raised, please feel free to do that on this call. In fact, now would be an appropriate time. Okay, nobody's got any comments, so let's hold it till next time. Item 7 on the agenda, racing through, is the IANA implementation process for the recommendations from this working group. We had some discussion on this topic a couple or three meetings ago, and it was felt by some that this working group isn't in a position to advise or provide advice to IANA about implementation, and that it's out of scope for this working group to do so, which is probably the case. So in discussing that further within the CCNSO Council, it was felt that if the working group provided some suggestions of a methodology for implementation to the CCNSO Council, the Council itself would look to ways of working with IANA on implementation. So I thought that was a pretty good compromise as a way forward, and invite discussion on that.
It's Kim here.
Kim, you're on the call.
Yes I am. I would just say that know, I assumed that there would be strong feedback about how the group wanted it to be implemented. But if that's not the case, that's fine too. So it's not a case that we're insisting the group provide concrete guidance. If the group just doesn't have an opinion, that's perfectly okay. But, you know, I think we're just trying to make sure that as much as possible we're working within expectations and we don't go too far in a direction that the working group feels is not matching with what they intended.
Okay, thanks, Kim. And, yeah, I think the working group's probably in multiple minds as to how to proceed, with some probably very desirous of instructing Ayana chapter and verse, and others wanting to stay well clear. So I think, anyway, thanks for that clarification. And Bill?
Yeah, I think maybe it would be good to table this until we've completed the revocation process and we know exactly what it is going to be part of the Ayana implementation. I do think there will be some strong opinions on it. We should create an opportunity for those who aren't on this call to chime in, but it might be better to do that once the hard work of getting through revocation is completed.
I guess that's probably a fair comment. Two things, Bill. It will remain on the agenda anyway for next week's call because, as with all these things, we won't dispense with it as a topic until it's been through at least two iterations within the working group. So probably valuable to make the same comment again next week too, Bill. Okay. Anything else relating to Ayana implementation then? If not, can we look at our future meeting schedule? We're scheduled to meet next Thursday the 24th at 1300 UTC, then one more meeting on June the 7th at 21 UTC, and then we have a three-hour scheduled meeting in Prague, and I think Christina just circulated today that it's in the Palmolka or Rakowska room at Prague. So it's 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock local time in Prague. I think by that time my hope is that by the 7th of June we will have actually pretty much finished the substance of revocation, and if there's anything else left, that we use Prague to do the final tidy up and then be prepared for the consultation process pretty much straight away after Prague. Other than that, there's nothing more from me for tonight. Does anyone have anything further to raise? No? If not, I'll thank you all for your attendance and apologise to those of you who have arisen in the middle of the night for a very short and uncontroversial meeting. And thank you for your attendance and participation, and we'll talk to you all on the 24th.